Morning, we're going to make you do all the work. Classes where you actually have to do something? Not one of those. You don't get to just listen and nod your head and possibly ask one question. So I thought we'd look at planning, personal planning this morning. Something we sent out to some of you, a suggestion it's a good time of year to do planning. Our year around the calendar, Gurudeva created a calendar which has three seasons. First season is called Nartana Rata, which ends April 15th through August 15th. And one of the activities that Gurudeva recommended for this time of year is planning. So, intellectual time of year. As we know, astrology, you know, it's starting out with all the intellectual signs, starting mid-April. So, it's a good time of year to think. So, just because I'll read from the overview. So, topic is called a personal plan, and today's idea is developing a personal plan, and we'll give you an opportunity, a few minutes, to go out and write down some ideas. Though the connection may not be immediately obvious, having an up-to-date personal plan is quite helpful for our spiritual life. This is because it helps us follow a balanced approach to living, as well as provide specific goals in the various departments of our lives that help us stay motivated and focused. For those who are single, the personal plan is for the individual. And for those who are married, the personal plan is for all members of the family. So, may not be self-evident, but our moods in life tend to relate to our plans in life. Various plans in life, we run out of plans. A classic example is someone who's worked their whole life retires. In the U.S., fortunately, the age might be 67 or so. It's getting pretty late. In Malaysia, you retire at 55. Imagine that. 55 years you're retired. So, it can be very challenging because you're just used to the motivation of it's provided by the workplace. It gets you up in the morning, the thought of losing your job, you know, it gets you dressed nicely. You know, the workplace motivates us a lot. If you take the workplace away, you need to replace it with other forms of motivation. So that's an obvious example that everyone eventually faces. The same kind of major change comes from a mother when all the children leave home. The life really changes. I mean, the whole point of focus that has motivated you your whole life, getting the children ready for this, doing this for the children, doing that for the children, all of a sudden there aren't any children in the home to do it for. What do you do instead? What motivates you? What gets you up in the morning? What gives meaning to your life? Well, it needs to be something inside of yourself, right? Because what was outside of yourself is provided that meaning isn't there anymore. So that's kind of the extreme example, showing the need for personal planning. That if we don't have a strong plan, then we'll get depressed, we'll get discouraged to one degree or another, depending on our nature, during that point in our life. And we can shorten our life too. You know, we retire at age 65, and if we don't have good goals in our life to keep us going, we don't live as long as we could. We run out of things to do. There's a nice statement on that, see if I can remember it. It's something like, we don't stop being active because we grow old. We grow old because we stop being active. That idea, it reverses the normal way of looking at things. What causes us to age more than anything else is lack of positive activities. And what keeps us young at an older age is an abundance of meaningful activities. So, of course, we have to create those ourselves when we get older, because life isn't necessarily going to be for us. So, insights from Gurudeva. Planning, as you know, Gurudeva loved to plan, the great planner, Capricorn. Planning is very important to Gurudeva, and it's in one of the sutras, Sutra 9. It says, Siva's devotees approach each enterprise with deliberate thoughtfulness and act only after careful consideration. They succeed in every undertaking by having a clear purpose, a wise plan, underline, persistence, and push. A good example of the need for a plan, and I mentioned this on Inner Search as part of our class, is when someone is starting a new business. Crucial to develop a business plan that outlines all the major aspects of the business, such as production, sales, marketing, advertising, financial projections, and even sales projections. Though only a small percent of people have a business, everyone has a personal life that would benefit from a plan. Individuals or families are like a business. To work, they need a plan. And it is also necessary to revise plans periodically to adjust to major changes in the individual's life or family life structure, such as an individual or the husband retires. An individual or family takes on the responsibility of caring for an elderly parent. The children have all married and left home. The family moves to a new community. The relationship between husband and wife is not as harmonious as it used to be. One spouse becomes chronically ill. So those are major changes in life that can occur to any of us, and each change of that nature, let alone multiple changes, requires a major change in our personal plan. Otherwise, we won't be able to cope with it in the best way we can. So these days, if you want to find anything, of course, you search on the web. And there it is. I want to find our Amaya Academy lexicon, I search on the web. And it takes me to it rather than try and find it on our site. I just say Hinduism lexicon, and it goes straight to our lexicon. So that's how I found the Yogaswami story. I was looking at the Yogaswami story. So about two or three on the web. Not a lot of Yogaswami stories on the web. There's more Words of Our Masters on the web on a number of sites, but not stories. So there were three stories on the web, and I chose what I thought was the best one. So if you look on the web, you can find lots of business plans, right? Hundreds of business plans pop up on the website to choose from. So, I also check the website and I search for personal plans, family plans, individual plans. So how many of those are? Zero, right? How many people need an individual plan versus how many people need a business plan? I mean, isn't it kind of interesting? It's just an area that's neglected, obviously. Finance is the one area in which people do plan a lot personally, but the other aspects of life aren't planned at all in as organized a way as, say, businesses or finances are. But they're equally as important. Again, I look for books. Amazon.com doesn't have one single book on a personal plan, it's got hundreds of books on business plans. Right? So what do? Well, we have to take our own approach for developing a personal plan. And however, we can learn a few important points from the business plan, which is they all start with a list of objectives. then the strategy or plan to accomplish the objectives, including a financial plan. What a business plan calls objectives, a personal plan can call goals or purposes. As Anandi Nava Sutra says, first is a clear purpose. So purpose is the same idea as a business plan and objective. Business plan develops goals for the various departments of the business, such as production, sales, marketing, and finance. Therefore, in our personal plan, we need to divide life into its major departments. A useful guideline created many years ago by Gurudeva is the fivefold division of spiritual, social, cultural, economic, and educational. Some of you have heard that before, but to others I'm sure it's a new idea. There's five important aspects of our life that encompass almost everything. Spiritual, social, cultural, economic, and educational. Trouble with a spontaneous remark is I say what's in my next line. So. Beauty of this fivefold division is that it encompasses all aspects of life. Right? And therefore helps develop a balanced approach to living. So that's the idea. One of the ideas is a balanced approach. Usually we don't have a balanced approach. We leave important areas of life out. And so I was talking to one Shishya recently, and she said, what are social goals? Well, it wasn't clear to her what we meant by social goals, even though it was right here. Something she wasn't usually thinking about. So, one of the questions in developing a plan is, well, how many years do we develop a plan for? Notice you said years. Not how many days, how many months. How many years? So Gurudeva likes 6 years. But 6 years can be a bit challenging the first time around. So 3 years is looked at as a minimum. We have a 3-year plan, or at least planning ahead in a reasonable amount. If our plan is less than 3 years, we can be surprised by life. You know, we can have it thought far enough ahead to take into account certain important events that are going to happen. We need to plan in many ways to encompass them properly. So, some sample goals. Spiritual. Sample goal for spiritual is yearly pilgrimage, even if it's just a few hundred miles to a different temple. For example, our Singapore members and students enjoy a group pilgrimage to the temples in Malaysia. So they like to do that on a regular basis. They'll jump in a bus, grab their friends and all, and have a nice pilgrimage up to Malaysia. It's a nice break. It's a pilgrimage because they're going to temples that they don't normally go to. That's the idea of a pilgrimage. You don't just go to the ones you always visit, but you go slightly further away. Go to ones you don't normally visit. Sample social goals. Extended family gatherings. Special family outings. When is the last time the family went horseback riding? Any horseback riders here? The monks were supposed to go horseback riding this retreat, but we haven't canceled yet. The monks actually go horseback riding.
Do we still have kula?
No, we don't have any horses, but some of our friends have horses, so it's quite easy. Cultural activities, some samples. Children taking dance and music classes, that's quite common. Attending cultural performances as a family, that's common. Adults taking time to play music and sing. Some sample economic goals. Saving for the children's education. Saving for retirement. So if someone has goals, usually they're economic goals. You know, we've got retirement all figured out. What about social goals, cultural goals, spiritual goals? Probably not. You know, you got the economic goals are usually what are thought of first when you think of individual or family planning. Sample educational goals. Children's secular education, of course. Adults acquiring new skills, for example, those who are working, job-related skills to qualify for a promotion. That's something that's sometimes done in a systematic way. For those who aren't working, like the housewife, additional education in such areas as herbs and healing. So, in conclusion, having an up-to-date personal plan is quite helpful for our spiritual life. This is because it helps us follow a balanced approach to living, as well as provide specific goals in the various departments of our life that help us stay motivated and focused. The goal of this presentation is to catalyze everyone to think about the plan. For those who don't have one, to create one. For those who do, to add another year. And for families going through major adjustments, to seriously review their plan and see what major changes in it are needed. Exercise. Review the five areas that comprise a personal plan: spiritual, social, cultural, economic, and educational. Write down a few ideas for activities in each of these five areas. So, that's your homework. You can do your homework right now. So we're going to take half an hour, and then you can each pick up a copy and find a quiet corner somewhere on the property. And the first page is for you to put your name on it, just in case you misplace it. Then if it's found lying around, it can be given back to you. And it has a page for each of the five areas with the sample activities we mentioned up at the top, just to get you thinking about each of the five areas. That was me, wasn't it? The idea is to try and write down something useful for yourself that fits into your plan, whatever stage it's in. If you don't have any plan, it's some initial thoughts. If you have a plan that's solid, maybe you'll come up with a few new ideas, particularly in areas that you're not strong. Like some families aren't strong in social activities. Others aren't strong in cultural activities. So look for areas in which you're weak in particular, because we want a balance of activities in all five areas. And then if it's, there's a major change in your situation, individual or family, that you haven't really encompassed in your planning, give that some thought. Write down some ideas. In what ways do we need to adjust to this change that we haven't? What activities do we need to have, or what activities do we need to stop because of these major changes in our life? So that's the assignment. So we have half an hour. So we'll see everyone back here in half an hour, and then the last part is for those who want to share some of the ideas they have for a couple of purposes. One is others hearing your ideas, share what you think are your best ideas, and it will inspire others in that area as well as possibly related areas because they haven't thought of. Plus, I can write them down and then we can share them on the internet with others and give some more samples, because examples are good. And it's hard for monks to write all the examples here. So we need some real life examples from all of you. What are activities that are important to you and to your family? And then we can share those with others and help them in that way and create a better plan. And a more balanced life, and therefore more fulfilling life. So you can hand these out as everyone. Maybe we could add more. Yeah, just hand them out as they need, however they want to coordinate that, and then we can all gather back here in half an hour and share our findings over the seminar. Thank you.